This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
How many times were you thankful for the AC on Sunday? Or over the weekend, how many times were you thankful for an air conditioning unit in your car, in your home, in your workplace that was functioning properly? It's like an offensive line in football. You don't really stop to think about the AC and how grateful you are for it until it goes out, until the quarterback gets flattened on his rear end. And then you realize one member of the O-line wasn't doing his job well enough, or maybe the entire O-line just crapped out. It's the worst when your AC craps out. Honestly, I feel like it's worse if your AC craps out than it is if your heater does. Because at least if your heater does go, and I've been in that situation before. Once when I lived in Connecticut, we had this really bad ice storm that took power out for 8 days at my home. And so I lived in my house for 8 days, and the temperatures would dip into the 40s at night because it was winter. But I think it'd be worse to be in a home without any air condition. Oh my gosh. I saw some people on the highway on Sunday as I was driving back from Northeast Ohio who had all their windows open. It was 100 degrees and they had all their windows open. But that used to be me in Oklahoma. I had a Nissan Sentra with vinyl seats and I had no AC in my little hand-me-down Nissan. It was more like a tin can, really, than anything. But now that I have the dog, that's impossible. And now that I am old and a diva, it's also impossible for me to drive 400 miles without air condition. Just not happening. So if you are caught in the middle of this heat wave that is gripping many parts of the United States, I hope that you say a thank you to your air conditioning unit, or thank you to the Lord because your AC is still working. I was doing that a bunch over the weekend. I'm glad to be back in studio because it's the start of what will be a week full of free agency fireworks. We've already had a ton, and it's not even July 4th yet, and that refers to both free agency and the kind of fireworks that scare my dog and your dog, and I think a lot of people too. July 4th week is the week I never take off from work. I love July 4th. I would love to be able to go to a cookout and watch a parade and hang out for fireworks, but I don't do that anymore because this is the week that has become full of drama every year in NBA and NHL free agency in many cases. There was a major move in the NHL on Sunday, though. It represents a really neat dream come true, and we'll talk about that. I don't know that with 4 hours is enough, and I'm not sure what makes me laugh more. When people tell me what I should talk about on my radio show or what I shouldn't talk about on my radio show, I'm just going to talk about it all, and you can try to keep up. You can hang out there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I'm so glad to be back inside the Quicken Loans studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You're going to need the Twitter. The Twitter is at A-Law Radio, and then our show Twitter is After Hours CBS. I've been busy prepping, so I haven't had a chance to look at the pre-show video, now officially known as pre-law. Though for some reason, the pre-law, which is a play on my last name, you know, Amy Lawrence, A-Law, some reason pre-law hasn't actually invited the law to be part of the video yet. So I'm waiting. I'll just keep waiting, and we'll see how long that takes before I just decide, screw you both, and I'm going to do my own pre-law video. Again, pre-law, because it's pre-A-Law. I'm hoping that wasn't lost on you two geeks on the other side of the glass. They like their camera time. That's what happens here. They're true millennials. So you can find that on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. And then also our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When last we gathered, we had an epic Hall of Flame induction that resulted in an unnamed cornhole lady joining the halls of the Crashers and the Burners. And if you haven't heard that, it's posted on our YouTube channel. When I was getting together with oh so many cousins over the weekend, for those of you who didn't hear this, I went back to Northeast Ohio where my mom's whole side of the family is from. My grandparents are gone now. My mom has moved to Houston. So there was a bittersweet quality to the weekend driving by my grandparents' house, the one they built, the one my mom grew up in, and the one that I played in and, you know, was such a haven for me for so many years. That was vacation. For me, vacation was Northeast Ohio, my grandparents' house. So that was hard. But what was great is that I saw 21 different cousins and spouses and kiddos. So three generations of cousins while I was in Northeast Ohio, the Youngstown area. And while I appreciate all of your invitations to games and events and all of these things that you wanted me to attend while I was in the Youngstown area, I was really there to hang out with the family. So it was kind of fun to have the big cookout. There was all kinds of homemade Italian food. In fact, I ate homemade pierogies as leftovers on both Thursday and Sunday afternoon when I got home. And I just fed the guys the homemade biscotti, chocolate biscotti. So my cousin is an incredible cook. She yelled at me for even trying to do dishes. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, so she had all these cousins over to her house on Saturday. And it was really neat because I hadn't met some of my cousins my age, their kids, or I hadn't seen them since they were babies. And apparently the report after the cookout was, why didn't you tell us we had a cousin who was so cool? At least somebody thinks I'm cool. So I got a few new follows on Twitter and a few new subscribers on our YouTube channel. And I found out that multiple generations of cousins follow us on YouTube. So that's kind of cool. Thanks so much for subscribing and for being part of our social media. We also have our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. All right. What do you think we should start with? Let's see. Oh, I know. John Tavares, the World Cup, Cam Chancellor, which we will get to, Paul George. No, that's kind of old news. Yeah, I guess we're going to have to start with LeBron James.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Now, at the time he was counting the rings that the Miami Heat would win, with LeBron, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh. Do you know that big party with Heat fans happened 8 years ago? 8 years ago.
Nerd alert!
July 4th week. And this is the third time since 2010 that LeBron is changing teams. But he is the biggest star in his sport. He transcends the NBA, and he can go where he wants. And I've heard over and over, it was the worst kept secret that everyone around LeBron in his close circle knew that he was angling toward Los Angeles, that he wasn't going to be staying in Cleveland. But there still had to be a twinge of ouch for the Cleveland Cavaliers fans who welcomed him back with open arms and did get the NBA championship that they coveted for sure, went to four consecutive NBA finals. But now have to watch him leave again.
Believe it, Cleveland.
So I want to know how you feel, Cleveland fans. And I can't wait to hear from you, Lakers fans. And I don't just mean the ones in Southern California, though we do have a great affiliate in San Diego, where I know a lot of you listen. Many of you also can tune in with our Bay Area station or SiriusXM 206. Plenty of Lakers fans around the country. It's a heritage franchise. It's one of the elite franchises in all of sports.
I've been in 9 finals.
And Magic Johnson can tell you all about the Lakers traditions. as can Kobe Bryant or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or A.C. Green or James Worthy, Shaquille O'Neal, who was maybe their last free agent of this magnitude. LeBron met with Magic Johnson on Saturday night at one of his Los Angeles homes. I don't know which one, so don't ask. And then Sunday afternoon, Los Angeles time, Sunday evening, East Coast time, not even 24 hours after the legal tampering period opens up, LeBron's agency releases a tweet that sets the basketball world on fire. It didn't say that, but it should have. 4 years, roughly $154 million, which, if you haven't done the math, I did. I used my mathematical skills. $38.5 million.
That's a lot of
money. Yeah, it is. Now, the deal is for 4 years, though it's been reported by multiple sources. I think Brian Windhorst was the first to have it, that there is an opt-out for LeBron after the third season. Many people are looking at this contract as the last one of LeBron's career, the last time that he will change uniforms. But he does leave home for the second time in the last decade. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. That press conference will happen this week, but he's already in LA. He left vacation. He flew to Los Angeles. Instead of meeting with the Brain Trust, Magic Johnson was there at LeBron's home in L.A. to try to close the deal. And so LeBron is not the second or third or fourth domino to fall. He's the first domino to drop for this rebuild project in Los Angeles. How are you feeling about it? I like it. I mean, I wanted him to stay in Cleveland. I did. Mostly because I'm nostalgic, especially when it comes to places like New England or Northeast Ohio, places where I have some roots and places where there's a part of me that feels like home. And that's certainly the case with LeBron. In fact, everywhere I went over the last 3 days in the Youngstown area, people asked me, what do you think LeBron's going to do? I don't know how I feel about LeBron. How do you feel? How can the Cavaliers, there was actually a cousin of mine who loves the Cavs, wanted to know how the Cavs could work and could operate and could rebuild in the wake of LeBron. So he was already sure that LeBron was departing. So I know there's mixed feelings for sure, but Lakers fans already gobbling up tickets, whatever might be available. This will be a fun nerd alert. We'll get to it coming up. The ticket prices and the demand for tickets that's gone through the roof in the last, say, 7 hours. There was also an interesting little text to Kevin Durant. According to Marcus Thompson of The Athletic, who's been on this show a ton and who covers the Warriors, he's The Athletic, San Francisco. He said that LeBron texted Kevin Durant in an attempt to get KD to join him in Staples Center.
You the real MVP.
So the back-to-back NBA Finals MVP was courted by King James, but decided to stay with the Warriors on a 1+1 deal, which is essentially 1 year guaranteed. For KD, it's reported about $30 million with an option for a next year. Essentially, for the second straight offseason, KD is giving his team flexibility to bring in other free agents. So there's a lot that's taking place. Negotiating back channels behind the scenes. There's also a bunch of money that's been committed and that's flying around. LeBron's got some really interesting teammates, as well as a coach that got drafted the same year that he did. How about that? Does Luke Walton fit with a LeBron James dominated team? Luke Walton was in the same draft in 2003 as LeBron.
Nerd alert.
And now 15 years later, he is LeBron's head coach. Huh.
Be careful what you ask for.
I'm still chewing over that one. I can't wait to hear from you. Plus, it was a bombshell right after free agency began at a party on Lake Arcadia. For those of you who know where that is, well, then you know where I'm going with it. We got so much to talk about. We've got reaction to what's happened in free agency so far, as well as maybe the highest profile free agent in the NHL now living a dream come true. Pretty awesome. So much to do. Thanks so much for tuning in. A-Law Radio on Twitter, our Facebook page as well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Goodbye, Keaton James.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
No pressure on me. I mean, I'm gonna do my job. I've always done that. Look, I've been playing in, you know how many finals I've been in? So you think I'm worried about this? I played against Larry Bird in the finals. I mean, come on, man. I've been in 9 finals. You know, I've been in college NCAA championship, you know? I'm Magic Johnson. I'm still the same dude. I'm not going to change. There's no pressure on me. I'm going to do my job. That's what I do. I do my job.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Didn't take long for Magic Johnson to pay off on his ultimatum that he gave himself. Remember his response last week to whether or not he felt the pressure to bring in big-name free agents to the Lakers, guys who could get them to compete for a title in the next couple of years, or he would fire himself. I'm Magic Johnson. Come on, man. You know how many finals I've been in? Well, the same number as LeBron James. And to make it number 10 for LeBron, it's going to need, well, Magic's going to need, the team's going to need a few extra pieces, I think. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Some of you finding me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. One Cleveland fan says, so glad you started the show talking about the weather instead of LeBron. Well, that didn't last long, but the weather is a bigger story even than LeBron right now around much of the United States. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, we have to hear from Sir Charles, who you know would like nothing better than to have a team in the West led by LeBron knock that grin off Draymond Green's face.
Not a shock at all. I mean, I was hoping he stayed in Cleveland, but I don't think it was a shock that we've been talking about it for 6 months, so I don't think it's a shock. But they got a long way to go.
They do, but what about Kawhi Leonard? What if Kawhi Leonard could join the troops there in Los Angeles? Also, this mic may any day now, just actually any second now, go bloop and fall right off. Can you hear that? It's not a secure microphone. So where's the handyman when I need him?
And it's not going to be for you.
He never does work these hours. That's part of the issue. let's see. So Kawhi Leonard, still a Spur, in case you're wondering. And the Spurs don't have to do anything except that the move of LeBron to Los Angeles has only reinforced his desire to be a member of the Lakers. You know who is already going to be a member of the Lakers? Doesn't require a trade, only required a 1-year, $4.5 million deal. Lance Stephenson, the best LeBron agitator in the NBA, even better than Draymond Green. Remember the guy who blew in LeBron's ear? And even if you didn't remember, I think I saw the GIF on Twitter 4,322 times on Sunday evening. It was a rushing wind from Lance into the ear of LeBron. I'm firm and confident and steadfast in my belief that LeBron, not that he dislikes Lance, but that LeBron has this tipping point and Lance knows what it is. He knows how to push those buttons. We all have those people in our lives who know how to needle us and poke us and prod us and get us to lose control just a little bit. They annoy us. They drive us a little nuts. They put us on edge. That's Lance Stephenson to LeBron James.
Well, I'm the king, my wife is the queen, and my daughter is the princess.
And now Lance is your teammate. So that's going to be fun. Again, LeBron, according to sources, is indicating that he doesn't dislike Lance, that there's no personal issue there, which is true. I mean, this is a professional thing. But I bet he's sure happy that he doesn't have to deal with Lance on the other team anymore.
The words that came out of his mouth was a little bit overboard.
Now that's misleading because he wasn't talking about Lance Stephenson. I see you, Isaac Feldman. He was talking about Draymond, wasn't he? Calling him a B-I-T-C-H. I don't know if Lance has ever stooped to such lows. It's funny because it's such an insult when a man gets called that. But, you know, when a woman gets called that, it's no big deal. Just as a side note. So Lance is now his teammate. And that part I think will be interesting. But I believe that he's the kind of guy that you want in the trenches with you. He'll do anything to find an edge mentally. And he's just a little bit off center, which also makes for a guy that doesn't really care what people think about him. And so he's willing to take those steps. Lance is a big reason why the Pacers took the Cavaliers to 7 games in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs this year. Also, JaVale McGee, who has a history with LeBron as well on the other side, just part of this Warriors team that won its second straight title at the expense of the Cavaliers. JaVale will take the league minimum. The Warriors have a lot of free agents that they're letting go this season because they have to, you know, the four guys, the core guys, plus Andre Iguodala, as well as, those are pretty much, that's the five. And then Sean Livingston, though, that's the core group that they want to keep together, but it costs money. And so they continue to have this revolving door of free agents around them. JaVale McGee was loose until he became a Laker, or he's becoming a Laker for the league minimum. There's also feelers out from Los Angeles to DeMarcus Cousins. How about that? Boogie is a free agent and a four-time All-Star. And there were reports that he was going to meet with the Pelicans and the Lakers on Sunday, even though he's in Mobile, Alabama. It was either going to be a Skype call or, Google Hangouts is also effective. I just did one of those a couple of weeks ago. You could also use Snapchat to do video calls in case you don't want to pay the long distance. And then if they're really hurting for money, Facebook is available for phone calls as well. Free as long as you have Wi-Fi.
How are you going to stop God's plan?
So Boogie may be another domino to drop, although I still like the hashtag Boogie in the brow, so I'd prefer that he stays in New Orleans. Hey, Paul George didn't even take a meeting with the Lakers. How about that?
I don't want nobody to try to split us up.
Well, nobody is splitting you up. In fact, Russell Westbrook, you're a big reason why PG-13, playoff P, is staying there in Oklahoma City. Now, remember, the Thunder were 48-34 this season. They were the 4th seed in the West, though they were ousted in the first round because really everybody had a rough series except for Russ. But Paul averaged 25 points and 6 rebounds last year, second on the team in points. And playing with Russell Westbrook for a year turned out to be the best recruiting tool the Thunder could have offered. He goes to a party at Lake Arcadia that Russ throws for, I don't know, 500 of his closest fans and friends.
Who, me?
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know if Melo was there. That's a great question. He did pick up his option, but there is talk that he could be traded. I even heard someone talking about, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to wait a little bit. Wait until you hear where Melo may end up. So Paul George makes this big announcement at this party in front of hundreds of people. It's a bash thrown by Russ that he flew in for Saturday night. So that should have been your dead giveaway that the second they could, they took a break from their partying to announce that he was not going anywhere. And it's reportedly, I think I thought 3-year deal. Why did I not write that down? Anyway, we'll find out the terms at some point. But congratulations to the Thunder because this is a huge deal for them, for Sam Presti, to get Paul George to stay even when he wanted to go to LA a year ago when he made it known to the Pacers that he wanted to end up with the Lakers come free agency time. And the Thunder decided, we're going to take this gamble, even if it means giving up a couple of our young guys. We're going to bring him here. We're going to try to woo him for a full year. They courted him. They wined and dined him. They also paid him a lot of money, and he will now stay in Oklahoma City. So didn't even take that meeting with Magic Johnson. What? All right, coming up next, going to get to some of your tweets as well as your phone calls, I promise. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. What's your reaction to LeBron in a Lakers uniform? Lakers purple and gold. 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Ball's inbounded to Curry. Don't foul him as Curry fires a three. He missed it. Loose ball tip. Grabbed by Spates. Spates fires. And this one is over. Believe it, Cleveland. Savor it. Soak it in. The kid from Akron has come home. The Cavaliers are NBA champions, and the impossible dream has come true. The drought is over. The curse destroyed. 52 years of torment and anguish has been washed away. The greatest comeback in NBA Finals history is complete. 5 decades of championship futility has been erased. Make no mistake about it. June 19th, 2016 is a day that will go down as one of the greatest days in the history of Cleveland sports. And oh, hey, one other thing, Cleveland. Let the party begin.
Oh, my gosh. There's so much drama to be had, to be remembered. That's what Dan Gilbert was doing when he released a statement to thank LeBron for coming home and delivering the ultimate goal. Quote, nothing but appreciation and gratitude for everything you put into every moment you spent in a Cavaliers uniform. We look forward to the retirement of the famous number 23 Cavs jersey one day down the line. And this is at the end of his statement in which he thanked LeBron profusely for returning and delivering that championship and taking the Cavaliers to the promised land. So he takes the high road this time. Remember when LeBron left in 2010, he was bitter, nasty. He either feels differently now 8 years later and a championship, or he's just choosing to take the high road. I'm not sure that we can be confident in either one. Sometimes people learn their lesson. LeBron James learned his lesson, right? The decision, the original decision, didn't go over so well. And he spent a year beating back the haters and responding to even those who were inside the league who talked about how classless it was to do his decision on national TV and to not let the Cavaliers know first what his decision would be. That is way different than what he did over the weekend. According to reports, he called Magic Johnson. He and his agency called Magic first. Then they called Kobe Altman, the general manager of the Cavaliers. And then they released the tweet that indicated LeBron would be taking his talents to LA. John Michael is the call of, well, it is the voice, has the call of the Cavaliers radio network in their championship in 2016. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for your tweets, A-Law Radio, and then also your posts on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, getting a lot of you weighing in from all corners of the U.S. So I don't necessarily only want to hear from Cavs or Lakers fans. I like the fact that fans of other teams are weighing in too. But this one is from a Cavs fan. I would have liked him to stay, but happy he goes to LA. Wasn't going to get anywhere staying in Cleveland. So hopefully he'll get another star in LA, try to take down the Warriors. Now I'm also excited to see what the Cavs can do moving forward with Sexton and Love. By the way, we'll talk about the Lakers with LeBron and the Cavaliers without when we welcome Sam Smith of NBA.com, also covers the Bulls extensively and has a couple of books in his past, including one about the Jordan rules. He'll join us at the top of the hour. It's an incomplete picture still because we only know a couple of the big names and not all of them will be announced in the next day or two. There will be some that, you know, they're finagling here or there. Where can this team find the money to bring in a veteran, blah, 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 blah. And so there's a lot of moving parts that we still don't know yet. The Lakers don't have a full roster yet. If they're going to trade for Kawhi Leonard, then they're going to have to give up some of these young pieces. So that it's almost like quicksand. I would say don't get super comfortable. Don't settle in because it's going to be shifting. There's a lot that still needs to be done. All right, let's go to our phones here. 855-212-4227. That's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with some great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Let's start with Rocco, who's in Ohio. Rocco, welcome to After Hours.
Hi.
Hi.
So I'm just saying, as a Cavaliers fan, that LeBron's decision to go to L.A. doesn't make the most sense to him from a winning standpoint.
As opposed to staying in Cleveland, or do you think he should have gone somewhere else?
Staying in Cleveland.
Okay. So you think the Cavaliers could have rebuilt around him?
Yeah, just shuffled around a couple pieces around the team, and he would have been fine. But since he's the first domino to drop in free agency, he's taking a bit of a risk, hoping that one of these free agents in the next couple of years just decide to play with him, and he has to deal with young talent in L.A. that you don't know how they're going to pan out, you know?
Well, it's interesting that you say that because there were two young Lakers who got traded to the Cavaliers in midseason, and what did they do? Lap up everything that LeBron said. They were so excited to play with LeBron. They came from the Lakers, Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr., and Lonzo Ball's already indicated how excited he is. You know, Kyle Kuzma will have more shots open up for him. I feel like that attitude that Clarkson and Nance took to Cleveland, the excitement over being able to play with LeBron, is pretty much going to be the same for most young guys who grew up watching LeBron and now have the chance to play with him at the latter stage of his career. So, I mean, I feel like he's a guy that can attract free agents to come play with wherever he goes, just like Cleveland. Remember the last 4 years, he wanted this guy and wanted that guy. Guys wanted to play with him. I don't know why that would be any different for Los Angeles.
Well, what happened with Paul George this past year where he verbally committed that he wanted to play in L.A., and then L.A. doesn't make that trade to get him. Then OKC picks him up, and then he ends up re-signing a year later. I'm saying that if the Lakers right now don't get Kawhi Leonard through a trade, there might be something happening over the next year or so that he might end up not going to L.A., and he might be the only star there, and he'll have to be doing what he did this past year with the Cavs, and I don't think he wants to do that again.
Yeah, there's always that possibility, but the nice thing for the Lakers is that he's committed for at least 3 years. The opt-out isn't until after his third year, which means he's not going anywhere, so Magic Johnson's got time. If Kawhi remains steadfast in his desire to be with the Lakers, which, as you point out, Paul George changed his mind, that could be one domino, but those are not the only guys who will be free agents or will be available. This is just the first domino, as you point out, but it's also a huge one that will be attractive for other players. Rocco, thanks so much for your phone call in Ohio. Rocco makes some good points. It could turn out that for this upcoming season, it's LeBron and it's a bunch of guys around him that, that are like,
suck.
No. That's absolutely not the case. The young guys for the Lakers do not suck. They're just young. And then if you think about some of the free agent pieces that are coming in on league minimums, I mean, that's kind of, you get what you pay for, but they're not done. We're barely 24 hours into free agency, and we're not even into the official signing period yet. We're barely 24 hours into this week when teams can speak to players. So let's give Magic Johnson some time. This is not the complete picture yet. 855-212-4227. Let's see. Let's talk to Ramon, who's in Indianapolis. Welcome to After Hours.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. I heard some comments earlier about Cleveland or Dan Gilbert wouldn't want him, and nobody wants to play LeBron. And that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. about James Harden not wanting him to come to Houston. Well, we know that's a moot point about Harden wanting to win on his own. You know, who doesn't want to try to win? It's not about trying to carry a team. But if honestly, Brandon Ingram is better than any player on Cleveland. Kuzma's better than any player that was on Cleveland that they had. Those two right there, Kadavis Caldwell-Pope, if he stays, is better than anybody that they had on Cleveland. And, you know, you got DeMarcus Cousins. You still got Kawhi if he wants to get traded. I wouldn't trade those parts. I would keep those parts and try to see if I can add me a few other, I would say, you know, good guys like Klay Thompson. I mean, Klay Thompson can score, but Klay Thompson has sacrificed his game for the betterment of the team. So if you can get someone like that to go along with him, along with those other pieces, you put yourself right there. This is, you know, people shouldn't be mad. This is America. You know, you change jobs, people change jobs. The average person works, college graduate, which I am, I'm sure you are, to work 7 to 13 jobs in their lifetime. So it's no problem with him leaving. I'm happy to see that. But about him not, no one wanting to play with him, that's the stupidest.
Well, I don't know who said that. I mean, I have heard that about James Harden, but that was the case with Kyrie. He had his couple of years. He wanted to be kind of the man on his own team, and James Harden already runs things. No doubt if LeBron did join Houston, everything changed.
Real fast?
I'm not going anywhere, sir. You're the one who's going. Let me finish. No, let me finish, please. I absolutely buy that James Harden wasn't super interested in having another ball hog point forward on his team. It's hard enough for them to split time, he and Chris Paul, and to get shots to go around. It doesn't mean he dislikes LeBron. It only means that they were within one win of getting to the NBA Finals the way that it was, and they're not, they don't think that that's a good fit, or James Harden doesn't. Again, Kyrie was ready. He was ready to kind of spread his wings and go out on his own. So I can buy that there are players out there who don't think that they'd be a great fit for LeBron, or realize that your entire balance of power shifts when you bring in a LeBron James. But I would agree with you. For the most part, he is a free agent magnet.
Okay, now Kyrie, the last thing is, what do you think is going to happen in Boston now with Kyrie, considering what happened with their run? Because I don't believe he's going to be able to come in there and ball hog like he thought he may be able to have. What do you think about that? And I'll take it off the air. Thank you.
All right, Ramon, thank you. The ball hog might be a little bit too strong. I just think he wanted to be the point guard, and he wasn't with LeBron James. I believe that in a Brad Stevens system, a lot of that changes, because Brad Stevens is team first. He's defense first. He's all about guys doing the little stuff, you know, full of heart, full of desire, full of work ethic, smart basketball. So, yes, Kyrie is going to be the offensive focus, but Gordon Hayward, Al Horford, we saw what Terry Rozier and Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown could do this year with a little bit of leeway. So I really do think that while Kyrie is going to be the starter on offense, that things change when you get into a Brad Stevens system. We've seen other guys change and morph their games and play to a much higher level because of their willingness to be part of that system. So I think Kyrie needed to mature a little bit, maybe a year. Well, it wasn't a full year watching, but having to watch the second half of this year and watch the Celtics do it without him, that always changes your perspective some. So it'll be interesting to see what happens now moving forward when he's healthy and Gordon Hayward is healthy. 855-212-4227. That's the phone number. Want to get to more of your calls. And I'm seeing a lot of your tweets now. A-Law Radio, how do you feel about LeBron James taking his talents to L.A.? Michael says, pretty much guaranteed we won't have a Cavs-Warriors final next year. I don't know. I kind of felt that way about this past June. And look what happened. We still had Cavs and Warriors. Catherine says, can we talk about the drama to come with LaVar Ball and his daddy? I think she means Lonzo Ball and his daddy. That'll be fun, too. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.